The question whether there can be any systematic discussion of the more general relationships at the level of opposition between the most fundamental general conceptions that we can form of objects. The question whether an empirical content, see Dummett's remarks in the book about the residual empirical content of the notion of an object, compare that with a view of pure abstract objects as significant only as pure abstract objects, and compare the view of Husserl and others that there is some very general ontological hypothesis about the form of the world involved in the set theoretic conception of compare Cantor, but conception of the role of set theory in supplying semantics for theories are sort of theories which prior to formalization of course might demand a very high degree of mathematical competence in discerning the ways in which the, sorry, you're going off on a tangent, relationship between the perspectives for the development of qua mathematical formalism. See examples in QG75 and in Bertrand Contre and others are to be developed mathematically, and at the same time that mathematical development it may be guided by sort of considerations of conceptual economy and the and a research program which has conceptual justification of the kind, for instance, of Penrose's discussion of the dearbitrarization of value of parameters and so on. But it's not, doesn't actually challenge the role of set theory. It would be as involving sort of change in the role that we assign to set theory as a foundational theory, just because it doesn't play any part, just because thinking, certainly thinking of structures in under investigation in terms of their elements, certainly plays no part at all in the way, and you get in the way of the operation of the heuristic component of the theory. But it is just the error that Hooker makes to as a way make transfer that heuristic component, the significance of that heuristic component, to the foundations, and to think that because there may be some sort of qualitative, certainly some sort of qualitative perception of the way in which the structures of investigation go together in the context of the development of the alternative derivations of the properties, functions, qua the formalization of the properties of functions in some of the mathematical theory in under investigation. That's one may be more fruitful as well in terms of the kind of development of kind of understanding of the perhaps the deep relationship between the structure of some particular set of equations and that of some other set of equations, or it may be that there's no and that has nothing whatever to do, even though we have in mind always the, in certain contexts we have in mind as we develop the its significance for, as it were, conceptual operators in theory, the reduction perhaps in the number of so fundamentally different kinds of quantity with which the formalism deals. It's in fact at a more and more abstract and refined level of the mathematical treatment of the or conceptualization of different kinds of quantity, qua their potential significance for any of the relationship of the quantities in the sense of quantity which, as it were, neither thought of quite their distinctive role, perhaps generic role in the unification of formalisms with the physical significance of the formalisms in mind. See, also one can be led astray. See, Graves on GMD and the remarks about geometrical quantities throughout a lot of the GMD program, and it turns out to have been wrong. Compare the geometrical quantization theory. Of course, one has no such illusion as to the significance of the geometrization of the formalism involved. Sorry, now we seem rather to run into the sand. What I want to do now is to go back rather to the beginning and see what you can make of, first of all, the all this time, when you're talking about the relationship between the models of provisional ontological hypotheses and the set theoretic, the idea that it is a sort of purely some tension between that and claims made in this context, see Maxwell's remarks about operations and quantities, the formalism of the relationship between the conceptual structure of the formalism of the theory and see Hooker and the set theoretic, the referential conception, as outlined in the remarks in Castongue about the role of set theory in and the referential conception of meaning. In your this paper, this is the introduction you want to write now. First of all, we form the conception that it is in the context of set theory that it is that the formalism, the apparatus, which was employed in the investigation of the semantic properties of formal languages, can also be used in investigation of the natural, of the scientific theories. Question to what extent this can be so, and connect the question of the extent to which this can be so to questions about the broad questions about methodology in the foundations of science investigation, the foundations of science, both formal methodology which we should pursue in formal foundations of scientific theory, particularly the relationship between the conceptual and mathematical perspectives involved in the unification, perhaps, of both conceptually and mathematically very disparate theories. The justification, the kind of justification, or justification for the particular mathematical formalisms involved, or the question whether it's methodologically sound to ask for, in what context it's methodologically correct to ask for justifications of particular kinds. See Salam's remarks. But more to the point, you just want to investigate the limits the questions whether, in fact, the adoption of meaning and the theoretic conception of Stongway's remarks does not involve the claims being made. First of all, metaphysical reservations from as well metaphysical, and also a claim concerning the relationship. That's the second point. Concerning the relationship between, that it's distorting the relationship one between the conceptual structure of the mathematical formalism and the conceptual structure and the mathematical formalism in our theories, and that an understanding of the way in which the conceptual structure of mathematical formalism in the theory, the particularly radical ones by Hooker, will enable us to get and question also of very closely connected with this, of how set theory functions in the foundations of mathematics itself, and connected with the second question is the question whether sort of considerations which involve transcending the scope of existing set theoretical foundations or existing set theoretical treatments of the foundations of mathematics. What sort of justification we can give, what sort of considerations we can imagine leading to abandonment, whether we can, as it were, make any sense of any, as were extra mathematical considerations, whether we can see any connection between the kinds of reservations that we could have stemming from difficulties, as it were, at the level of relationship between the, what's the remark, natural properties, as I see the remark Putnam makes about natural properties, as some mathematical against the logician's notion of property, just a function extension, relationship between, and in fact, we're going to answer that very strongly in the negative, that in fact it works the other way, that it's more and more the natural notion of property has to be given up. It's precisely in giving it up that we come to the recognition of the role of mathematics in defining the mathematics in which heuristic component operates quite autonomously and intramathematically, in a way which does not extend to the foundations of the subject in the sense of allowing a connection, allowing us to trace connection between some metaphysical conception of individuality and between the most general conceptions that we can form, see all that remarks about most general conceptions we can form, of particular ways in which properties in any system hang together. See the remarks about Hooker's criticisms of Bob and Putnam, Bob's remarks about logical, about QM as a principal theory of the way in which properties hang together. At the same time, there is just no question, no sense to the question about ultimate justification, because that involves calling into question ontology. And then there's a rather narrow positivistic conception of the way in which the theory is formalism related, doesn't allow any scope for the operation of justification in of particular view and fruitfulness in, as it were, allowing just unification of formalism's recognition of the way in which the conceptual structure and the ontology of the theory of two theories are related, which in turn turns out to allow testability. What we can say, what I was going to say was, in a mathematical perspective, mathematics, which is entirely autonomous, and the heuristic component of which involves a tracing relationship between perspectives, some properties of the functions in the formalization in the respective mathematical theories, in as employed in the formalism. Which is connected by an extremely intricate way, perhaps, with perspectives, with working hypotheses as to the as to what are the most fundamentally significant quantities in the formalism, which are conditioned by both mathematical and physical considerations. We can, however, separate out mathematical, physical in the context of this particular formalism, perhaps the relationship between two sets of equations, and more broadly conceptual questions, which we perhaps don't know how to formulate in such a way that we could ever answer them, but see the kind of questions about the kind of conceptualizations arguably implicit in the formalism, see the remarks in Siegel, and also all the remarks in about global and local structure, And then the justification of the approach in terms purely of sort of local analysis and building up to the global properties through the local properties, as in MTW73, and compare indeed Hawking and Ellis. Global considerations which advance there. Certainly, we're talking now about global and strictly technical sense of differential geometry, which is indeed all that we can in this context use in developing global properties. And it's only in a highly rarefied and intra heuristic component of the mathematics from which the ways in which we develop a relationship between the ways that we might develop the mathematical formalisms in question is viewed, that we can talk about the global approaches we're being in any sense more fundamental than the local approach in the context of the development of mathematical formalism, but certainly doesn't in any way transfer or allow any grip, leverage to allow any bite to qualitative characterization of from the point of view of opposition of the significance of the quantities, opposition of metaphysical conceptions of perhaps identity in general, that and sort of that we might form from reflection on as well global with respect to local structure of the kind under consideration when we're talking about the order of development and the order of causes, say, in the traditional Spinozian conception of metaphysics, and very vague general claims made for the significance of non-linear formalisms in the context of the papers discussion of the relationship between conceptual structure and mathematical formalism in Hooker, and in Gray's, and in Sachs and elsewhere, which may stem partly from C. Wang's remarks about the difficulty, the strangeness of the, treating the non-linear linear distinction in the development as well as the organization of mathematics, when in its way its applications insofar in the way in which we think of the formalism as the difference between, the sort of fundamental difference in, between the systems, as it were, to which the respective formalisms can be applied. See the remarks about linear and non-linear, and its putative ontological significance in terms of the qualitative characterization of the most general opposition, the most general conceptions that we can form, most general conceptions of order and so on that we can form. See the remarks in Berm. And putative opposition between the way in which the we think of the properties of the natural properties in the sense discussed in Putnam as this function in and in turn connected with further broad sort of regulative ideals which reflected in the broad mathematical structures incorporated in the theory. In fact, it's your contention that they're not reflected at all, that we have to revert to what we were saying earlier on, consider the development of the relationship between the quantities thought of as significant for the interpretation correlation of physically significant quantities, either directly themselves, the most fundamental physically significant quantities in the formalism, or as it were, see the remarks in Putnam, or so slightly more abstract, the compare as his treatment of complex in the real, the point being that the mathematical formalism with respect to which the relationships between these quantities as they appear in various equations, see the quotation from Ruddick, are in fact to be correlated, is entirely autonomous and, as it were, looks And the heuristic component that's involved in clarifying the is not in any way connected directly with considerations about the significance, the conceptual significance, the significance is weight. The opposition between ways of that we can make sense of to ourselves of opposition between the most general ways in which we can view reality as articulated. See the remarks in Hooker on global theories. The relationship between that and support structures in the mathematical formalism, rather the structures of the mathematical formalism, correlated with respect to, as were the order of organizational order development, which we make sense in the heuristic component, see Castongue throughout and trace in detail, but that in turn does not transfer to the fundamental, the foundations of the theory itself. The question about mathematics without foundations, particularly mathematics without foundations, where the kind of guiding considerations at the most fundamental level make contact directly with the kind of questions of conceptual organisation of the most general sort, which we can, as it were, make sense independently, particularly in terms of tracing the connection between the ways in which we conceive of properties in general hanging together in the most general sense, and the futility of such an attempt can be seen very clearly when we come to consider the notion of global in global differential geometry. And the way in which we have to rely entirely on coordinate patching, and which we understand coordinate patching itself. By appeal to set theory, and a set theory which in its turn relies, it's argued, on the Cantorian conception, but that is perhaps too metaphysical an approach, the Mabry's approach, justification of the axioms of ZF is perhaps too... makes too much of an appeal, again, to the notion of abstract particulars. What we're concerned with, rather, is the formal properties of the system. And the source of our conviction as to the presumed possibility of the structure, the source of our conviction as perhaps to the corrigibility of a particular axiom, has to do with properties of systems under investigation viewed mathematically, rather than involving the articulation of the relationship between sort of objects of an axiomatic theory thought of as in some way themselves mirroring a reality which is full of a completely worthless notion. But it's in terms of what appear to be sort of residual connections with this completely worthless notion that Hooker seems to want to make sense of the opposition between those what kind of qualitative characteristics of the structure arising in the mathematical formalism, and he actually argued that this is significant for our understanding of the fundamental interpretational difficulties of the theory, and even wants to go further than that and say that the role of set theory in the foundation of the mathematics itself is in question, and that what compare Graves, that what's at stake is the, and Berm, the development of formalisms more in line with Sewell, Marx and Maxwell about operations on quantities and their significance. With our intuitive ideas, but if you actually look at the, for instance, global differential geometry, you'll see that this isn't so, and compare, for instance, the non-Boolean value models for category of sets, and compare even, compare, in fact, most of all, the role of a non-linear sheaf theory in the foundations, in the twist, in the context of the twister programs, on a non-linear sheaf theory. Compare our understanding, for instance, of the quantifier as involving or conceptions which certainly seem to seem to involve the opposition between the sort of linear and the non-linear. That we have a principle of counting for the things in one context. Certainly that see came right back earlier on in this tape, reverting now to what you're saying earlier on, there's no scope at all, that's clear, for the sort of considerations that Hocker advances when he talks about concepts of the connection between our structural system of mathematical quantities and our metaphysical, our grasp on the metaphysical notion of individuality is involved in our notion of natural number. In our use of the integers, we can appeal to, certainly, but it does seem that we can appeal to something like this, see, for instance, Steen's remarks, and that we might have, as it were, very general reservations about it, about the way that, for instance, the way that the properties of the systems in question hang together in some sense in which we believe, of course, quite erroneously, that we have access. By zooanalogical reasoning, I see the remarks about global and local properties of time in the apparent connection of certainly the kind of connection between individuality, the metaphysical conception of individuality. See Kant's remarks on the business about Manley Thompson. The structural temporal and temporal structure. See the remarks about global local structure and corrigibility of and our grasp on the structure of the system of quantities in some mathematical formalism, as discussed, for instance, in your notes on the Spinoza book. No scope at all for revision in this connection. Compare, for instance, the move from reals to the non-standard reals to surreals, and algebraic properties of the relationship between algebraic properties of the various systems as discussed in Bastion. In this context, we make use of a notion, a principle, which is ultimately justified by appeal to set theory, and to not a metaphysical grasp on the notion of individuality, it would be argued, but it is in fact metaphysical to the sense that we have to make sense of what are presumably possible structures and their applications, which have applications to see Putnam's remarks about consistency. But they are indeed presumably consistent. The existence of mathematical structures is the consistency. And any scope that we have, any scope for developing them and discovering, as it were, new structures of which they are subsystems, will have to rely on, yes, indeed, it may be a recognition of the possibility which is guided, which was prompted initially by considerations of a sort of conceptual character connected with the foundations of physical theory. But that will not, as it were, affect its either validate or invalidate its status as mathematics. The use to which we put our grasp on the mathematical structure in question, see Putnam's remarks about mathematics as a proper part of total science, see his remarks on the philosophy of logic book, thinking very much in this context of Putnam's remarks about global, local, structure of time, and compared with your remarks about in the notes on Spinoza book about knowing the principle, knowing the understanding the structure of the system of quantities and some mathematical formalism, concomitantly with our knowing, rather tracing the way in which in the development of our most fundamental, and here it's argued not connected with in turn further with any metaphysical conception of a kind which might, if subject to question, be connected with the way in which the scope of set theory and the axiomatic method and existing set theoretical foundations of science might be transcended, not in its turn connected with that, and appeal to in the derivation, for instance, of the properties of the more general algebraic properties of the more general algebraic structure. See, for instance, connection between reals and surreals. Appeal, obviously, to use of the axioms of ZF. In this context, as we have employment as defining the, well, pure abstract objects, of course, Dummett would say, and then again we're back into the question of whether there aren't sort of kind of considerations that we might advance, which would lead us question whether there's not any residual empirical content, and whether we could, but the sort of, and whether it's not just a question of the extreme difficulty, and Hooker isn't right, and there isn't a question of the extreme difficulty that we would have of making sense of the relationship between the ways in which properties in general might hang together, and certainly we couldn't do so directly from the sort of qualitative reflection on the supposed significance of operations in structuring the calculi, under consideration, see the remarks of Maxwell about the significance of structuring calculi, of operations in structuring calculi, that are demanded by Berme, for instance, in his discussion of Boolean operations, or compare. There's a second kind, the kind that is under discussion in Hooker, and that's a kind that I really don't, namely, sort of trying to see directly, trace directly the significance of the structures of mathematical formalism in terms of net significance. Accompanying, when he talks about accompanying broad conceptual structures, that I think we must reject.
The notes following on now were made on the 6th of May 1978 after notes on the tapes that you made on the other recorder of conversations with Nick Ryan, and notes immediately before that. Recall that your first aim now is to complete the introductory section of the thesis before turning to questions about the way in which Lauvier suggests that the considerations which we can offer, which suggest considerations suggested, transcend the scope of existing theoretical foundations of mathematical. In the context of category theory, how they're sort of related to the notion of the sort of rate of growth of functions, the algebraic structure of the reals and of the algebraic structure of the surreal numbers, as it were, providing us with insight into the kind of nature of the rate of growth of functions that's involved. That enables us to cope with, for instance, the notions of the Sato hyperfunctions in the space on which those are defined. The suggestion that there's some accompanying connection with our primitive intuitions of identity and with the notion of fixed structure and variation and constant structures. With the principle thoroughly obscure one.